We're visiting with Alan Thiemann of Seward, Nebraska, chairman of the Nebraska Corn Board. Alan, the Corn Board put out a news release this week talking about the Gulf oil spill and indicating that it really underscores the need to keep increasing our use of clean and green ethanol. Talk about that, if you would.
Well, we're working hard right now with Congress and our senators to keep the VTEC, or the blender's tax credit, which is the VTEC stands for volumetric ethanol excise tax credit. That's the technical term for it. But we're working hard to keep that going because it's so important to Nebraska corn growers and the nation as far as ethanol is concerned and green biofuels. You know, we import up to 60% of our oil right now from foreign countries, and we'd actually like the EPA to increase the blends from the E10 that we're at right now to E15 or higher, and there's a possibility of that happening yet this summer. But we're in need of extending that for our consumers to use and for our ethanol plants who are hitting up against a blend wall with the amount of ethanol that we currently produce.
With the negative publicity for the oil industry, again, coming out of this situation, and it's certainly unfortunate, but you do look at it as an opportunity to reinforce the message that, as you say, ethanol is a clean fuel and it's good for the environment, and it's also just a real green product.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, there's been a question in the past of food versus fuel, and obviously as we look at our carryout numbers and the availability of corn across the United States, we're extremely capable of producing enough to feed our export demands, feed our livestock industry, and feed the ethanol industry. And this spring's been an exceptional spring for getting crops in the ground across the nation. We're looking at the potential for another record-breaking yield and another record-breaking amount of corn to go into this fall. So there's no doubt out there that we can meet the demands of all our end users as corn producers.
Alan, we appreciate the report. Alan Thiemann, Seward, Nebraska, chairman of the Nebraska Corn Board.